And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Colorado lawmakers returned to the state capitol today to begin the annual legislative session. CPR's Bent Berkland reports that it was an unusual start.
The legislature convened under the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic and historic political turmoil in Washington, D.C. Newly sworn-in Representative Nikita Ricks was born in Liberia and says her family fled that country because of a coup. She called last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol an attempted coup and says watching it unfold was surreal.
Not to see it in the great United States, right? And then the fight that is going on now, I just don't think it should be a fight. I mean, we have to protect our democracy at all costs.
Lawmakers will pause the session on Friday and then return to work in mid-February. Democratic leaders decided to do that in an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the crowded halls of the Colorado Capitol. By the time they return, most state lawmakers expect to have received a vaccine. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans are reacting to the historic second impeachment of President Donald Trump handed down today by the U.S. House of Representatives. The move comes as the majority of members of Congress say Trump incited an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last week. Greeley attorney Joe Williams describes himself as an unaffiliated voter. He says he doesn't know anyone who was not appalled by the attack and that removing Trump from office wouldn't make political divisions worse.
If you're going to repair the country, you can't just say, all right, well, this kind of thing happens and let's just all kind of come back together. The way that you have to come back together is with a collective understanding that that's not okay.
Colorado's U.S. House members split along party lines in their impeachment votes today, with all Democrats voting for impeachment and all Republicans against. Denver-based Frontier Airlines will no longer allow emotional support animals to board its flights. The carrier announced Monday it will only transport trained service dogs that support a qualified person with a disability. The airline industry and disability advocates have both called for tighter restrictions to prevent people from abusing service animal designations as a loophole. You're listening to CPR News.